ABC Radio Australia.
Okay, this topic hem kamantana lo disa scholarship where me take him hem lo ACR hem Australia Center for International Agricultural Research and time ta gim scholarship but I save put him all different types of topics and research projects and then you can choose from that and you apply choosing that topic and if you get selected then better to know research project blue for your thesis. And for me choosing this one because law postgraduate diploma blow me doing no one for unit blow me doing studies on sea cucumbers. So time me apply for scholarship yeah him similar that project him look similar to what me doing. So him let me choose him topic yeah.
Okay, na sea cucumbers and part law life law people blow Solomon Islands na to environment na conservation and one pla big issue now along Solomon Islands.
Yes, and also that is one of the reason me work lo sea cucumber as well. Because first of all, if you hear that news, it's been common around the Pacific Island nations that sea cucumber hem one for the marine invertebrates for him overly harvested. Yeah, people harvesting too much at this point that you may have to put ban on them. Yeah, most countries in Pacific Islands they put ban on them so that to help the population restock in the wild. And once you may reach a certain time, it's an opening for harvesting and then we close them again. Hem show that what a sea cucumber population during the wild, hem overly exhausted. Nah, you may harvest too much. So you may need to take time and look a lot of different ways me manage him. Also because a sea cucumber hem stay in a low what by me call him low coastal coastal for sure blota marine environment blue you may and this all a coastal fisheries area yeah, hem accessible lo everyone yeah or the men or the women children but as a garam access lo him so it make it easy for people go and harvest again and again yeah. So him important for me look like this one on ways lo how by you me manage him for you me help him restore because him also see cucumber lo here mostly because me dream studies lo Fiji or that you see most him food yeah. Hem food and also hem of a source of income whether the export him or the sell him locally yeah? Hem that's one of the and also hem garemata traditional significance lo each coastal communities here as well so I know me work with him sea cucumber
na long especially lo area long climate change na environment conservation lo study you make him let me get on our Pacific Island students you take him up studies to display field or display area too.
Oh yes lo this lo here I've known some people me fall work together them research blom fala but at the moment USP lo lower campus I have senior people here one for PhD study PhD student but I'm doing sea cucumber but I'm doing the genetic side and another one I'm also genetics and distribution but he's already graduated and him work here and they are like working on the genetic part and me I'm the only one for sea cucumber working on the post harvest fisheries because me deal with them batch demand. My focus is on vegetima, the dried product of sea cucumber. So I'm working with them and we also getting stuck a help and advice on that. And also my other colleagues, I have colleagues working on some on climate change. And like USP, we have like different disciplines. So I know people over low climate change area, they're working in the food security as well, low agriculture, and also for assessing like impacts of climate change on local villages yeah, around because I think those coastal villages what stay outside are not in the urban areas, they outside are the ones who are mostly impacted by climate change and also other resource, marine resources that go out of stock. I think Oketana are mostly affected. So we should be doing like studies to find ways in which we can help them.
Now you are appreciating this scholarship by building up knowledge below you and helping you contribute back to the community.
Yes, yes. Like, I appreciate ACR so much because it came up in 2020, applied in 2020 and started last year. And during this time, it was like COVID. It was COVID and there was like no chances of like scholarship from BICOM, from Solomons, like the government and autonomous sponsoring other students anymore. So I applied for this one. I saw this chance and I applied. And I got in. So I'm so thankful. They must have been given for opportunity for me to work on this project. And also, they base it here in the Pacific. Yeah, I'm based on Pacific. They're sponsoring students either ULO Fiji or Samoa. And him apply golo both USP and also the Fiji National University. And I think through our meetings with our sponsors, we usually have these Zoom meetings, and we have like researchers or whatever part of this ACR scholarship. I think some from PNG, everywhere around the Pacific come together, and we talk about our researches and what each researcher or student is doing and what ways they are trying to like connect back to their community and also give back community, yeah, helping community blue youth try for addressing other environmental problems and food security or other ways in which the minister or this position as students we can help back, because I think that's the best way we can help our own communities.